Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to tonight's Path for Teens radio show. Tonight I'm very excited. My name is Chanel McMillan and I'm the National Team Trainer and also the Path for Teens Specialist from Southern California. And I'm happy to have with me Milton Herring from Southern California, a recent Path for Teens trainer, and also Adrian Wilson from San Pedro High School. Welcome to you both.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, Chanel. It's a wonderful pleasure to be on today. Adrian, how are you doing today, sir?
Oh, very good.
I have the wonderful opportunity as a new trainer to introduce Adrian Wilson from San Pedro High School. I've known Adrian for a couple of years now, and recently we've had the opportunity to go through Path for Teens workshop, a wonderful experience and opportunity to find out his mission for life. And I wanted to ask Adrian some questions. Is that okay if I ask you some questions, Adrian?
Yes, it is.
First question I have for you, Adrian, what was your expectation before you came to the workshop?
Well, before the workshop, when you first asked me, I was excited, but then towards like the day before it, I was starting to regret because I thought that it was going to be boring.
Yeah, it's something like a long day, right?
Right.
A lot of expectations for teens, and I had my daughter join us on that same night, and she thought it was going to be boring too. But now that you've had the experience of the workshop, Adrian, what did you feel like you got out of the workshop?
Well, I got a lot. I got lots of fun. I got my mission, of course, and I just got like a lot of like just different aspects out of it.
Good. I heard you mention fun. What did you think was maybe one of the funnest things about the workshop, the time for Path for Teens we had?
Well, we had a raffle, and we had like it was very active in the class. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was very active.
Even though there wasn't like many people in there, it was very active though.
It kept you going. It kept you busy throughout the day, didn't it?
Right.
And I appreciate your participation in the workshop. I found out so many wonderful things about you and your experiences and how creative you are. Not really knowing your true potential. And I want to thank you for being a part of that and making it fun also. Now, another question I have for you. What did you discover your element was?
Oh, I actually have two elements.
Okay.
One is wind and one is fire.
One is wind and fire. And can you explain how that relates to you a little bit better?
Well, wind because I'm sort of like a person that likes to be the life of the party sometimes. And then fire, because I have that part in me like that loves to be in charge and that likes to get things done and all that.
Right, and that was one of the things that we picked up on your engagement with the group that day is your ability to have fun, but also get down to business also. And
right.
I thank you for that. Now we find out you're a wind fire. What would be your mission that you constructed that day?
Well, my mission is to speak, illuminate, and encourage purpose in myself and others.
To speak, illuminate, and encourage purpose in yourself and others, correct?
Correct.
Wow, that is so powerful. And as we went through that, I still remember to this moment the passion that went into as we were just unpacking and showing you what it is that's already inside of you.
Right.
When you discovered your mission, Adrian, what was it that came to your mind right away or your heart right away?
Well, I knew what I was gonna do.
Mm-hmm.
And I just knew how it would help me in life.
awesome. Awesome. And what were some of the things in life you kind of looked at as far as your future life, maybe it helping your mission right now?
Well, I want to play football. I want to be a football player. So, like, my maybe advertisement or something, I can, like, reach people like that way.
Mm. Recently, there was a great football game, Super Bowl, that was on. I believe one of your favorite teams, the Saints, right?
Right.
And as they won the Super Bowl, Drew Brees got a chance to speak and as the MVP of the game. And what he said with this opportunity as a platform to encourage others to live their purpose.
Right.
So as a teen yourself, Adrian, do you feel like every teen needs a mission statement?
Well, I do, because every teen having a mission statement will mean, like, they'll have something to contribute to spreading the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Can I ask a question? Because I just enjoyed one part of the workshop so much with you, Adrian, and I just think the audience would enjoy hearing real quickly about your creativity and what you were doing when we were working together in the workshop with the candy. Can you explain kind of real quickly what you put together there and then what ended up happening with that?
Oh, well, I was, like, while you were teaching, I was just playing around with the taffy like I always do, the taffy and the nerds. And I put the nerds inside of the Laffy Taffy. I spread them all over. And then I put two more on there too. And then, so it would make the taffy crunchy and chewy. But because people, like, older people, they don't usually like nerds. I mean, some do, but not many do. So if, like, the chewiness would of the Laffy Taffy and the fruitiness, mm-hmm. it will make the nerds, like, the crunch more, like, stand out, and the flavor won't stand out as much, but you'll get the flavor of the Laffy Taffy.
So you basically created, with Nestle's product, a whole new candy. And didn't you call it something specifically?
Oh, I call it Crunchalicious Chew.
Mm-hmm. And then what did you do? What did you do with that idea?
Well, I wrote a letter to the head of Nestle, and I wrote them a letter saying, like, how, like, talking about the idea and how I think that they would really, really love it, and how I think it would, like, people would love it, period. So,
mm-hmm.
And I took pictures of it and everything, and I sent it off to them.
Mm-hmm. And we turned that into Nestle, and then the general operations manager of Nestle sent it to the candy department, and now you're waiting to hear, right,
right.
At this point?
Right.
That's pretty exciting. I mean, that's the thing that I just really enjoyed about you, was that you could be in the moment with us, being open, being vulnerable, sharing your heart, sharing your dreams, and yet at the same time you were over here being creative, and you were thinking about this whole market of kids and students that would love something that has a different texture and a different taste to it, and you just
right.
didn't let the dream stay on the table. In the workshop, you have the courage to step out, take some pictures, put together a letter, put together a presentation, and throw it out there to Nestle. And we've already, you know, we know that it's moving through the chain right now. And I really want to celebrate that about you, because
right.
I think that's great vision, that's great leadership, that's great courage. And I know that as you move forward in your career with the Saints, you know, and you're going to the team, talking to the team about who you are, knowing what your mission is, knowing that purpose is your core value, I think you're going to do amazing things with that. if you could talk to the teachers at your school, at San Pedro High School. I was reading recently an article that your school is really one of the schools that's struggling academically. What would you tell a dean or a principal about this experience and how it could help your school?
Well, I would tell them that it would really help us because I think it would change people. It would change people's aspects of how they act so they'll know like what to do about their future, and if they know their mission, then they do have a purpose in life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Milton, I'll let you go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt. I just wanted to share that experience. Adrian, thank you for sharing that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you, Chanel, because that was really a key to that whole workshop. And Adrian, again, I want to say thank you for your participation. Thank you for your willingness to open up and share, to really get down deep inside yourself and figure out what it is you're all about. And that whole question we asked in the beginning of the workshop is, who am I, right?
Right.
Who am I? And you did a beautiful job answering that by the time we were done with the workshop. And so I want to thank you. Coming into the workshop, you'd mentioned that you thought it was going to be boring. You thought it was going to be something that you really didn't want to do. I remember you saying, oh, I don't want to get up this early. I didn't really want to go through this. By the end of the workshop, I saw the lights turn on in your face, in your eyes, and you found a brand new way of living and a mission for your life, right?
Right.
That is so awesome of you. And so is there anything else you want to recap or share with our audience and other teens that are looking on bringing on, looking at going to a workshop or path for teens at all? Anything you want to share with those teens right now?
Well, I think that if you're doubting about going to a path for teens meeting, just go. It's definitely going to be really fun.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you for your insights. Thank you for your heart. And thank you for joining us today. And I want to hand over to Chanel. Thank you, Chanel.
Sure. My pleasure. I just wanted to thank you both for being on the show and sharing more about Path for Teens. I think the most important thing that we need to let the teens know, that whole student community, is that they're significant, and they were created with a purpose, for a purpose, and just finding that, finding their path and learning to live that path is going to change the way that they see their future.
Mm-hmm.
Working with the teens on a regular basis for me, it's truly a gift to tap into something that's already there. The gifts of Path for Teen is not anything that we bring to the table. I think the audience needs to know that the Path for Teens experience is the facilitator showing up and the students showing up, and then we just dream. We dream for 8 hours, and we talk about purpose and vision and mission and talent and gifts and values and personality types and how that all comes to play. And it's a pretty incredible experience to me. I like to say that it's like a treasure hunt because it's all of the little signs are there on the map. You just need to go and find those little treasures. And at the very end, you know, there's all these clues, and at the end there's this amazing treasure. And Adrian, that's really how I felt in the workshop with mm-hmm. you was to be in that space with you and have you show up, and I could kind of tell you're like, okay, I'm here, what's this going to be? And then at the end, having you stand in front of the group and being videotaped and sharing your vision for life and seeing yourself on the football field and playing football and being a mentor for the younger generation, that's just a real powerful message. So to anybody out there that's looking to bring Path for Teens to their church or their community, LoriBethJones.com has more information. And for students out there who are just looking to find their way, that purpose in life, that mission that they've been called to find how to use the creative design that's inside of you, I just want to invite you to find out more about Path for Teens. You can go to thepathforteens.com, you can go to LoriBethJones.com, and look up Path for Teens, and we'd be more than happy to touch base with you and get you involved in our community. Thank you so much.